Oh, yeah. Oh, you did it. You clicked on the Osway Bar podcast, a podcast dedicated to growth. We know we're not supposed to be stuck. We're designed to grow and be all that God has called us to be. We post every Monday and Wednesdays. Monday's a segment I call Monday Message. This is where your message is for me. Wednesday segment, that's one of my favorites. This is a segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise. This is where I get to sit down with amazing guests and draw from their wisdom, experiences, and anointing, all for the purpose of growing. So if you're ready, I said if you're ready, growth fanatics, let's do it! All right, and welcome back to the podcast. Again, always glad that you guys tune in on Mondays. It's the beginning of the week, and it's how we get after things. And I hope you guys have been enjoying the Keys to Promotion series. This is part three. So again, just to give a quick breakdown, part one, we really focused on the spirit of excellence, and that's operating in, you know, integrity, operating in honor, respect, and all those things. Part two, we focused on just really the beginning part of problem solving. We talked about Joseph and how he not only brought a spiritual interpretation, but he brought spiritual application. And then we also discussed the common responses that people have to problems. And again, the three things are just, you know, ignorance. You know, some people just don't know what they don't know. So the best way to get out of that is investing in yourself. Secondly, you run into the issue of ignoring the problem. Either one, hoping it goes away, or just losing hope. And so, again, we're going to tackle that issue there today. And then lastly, we talked about complaining. That as Dr. Radke says, a problem without a solution is a complaint. And so today I really want to just break down and give some practical things on how to problem solve. There's some different things that we can look at and go forward with. And so in this order of how to problem solve, or how to be, you know, think like a problem solver, is first off, you have to identify the problem. So identify the problem. So if you can't identify, remember, we may look back at what we said earlier, is it may just be ignorance. And again, ignorance isn't a bad thing. Ignorance is just saying that you don't know what you don't know. And honestly, it's better to be ignorant than, be foolish. Ignorance, again, it's you don't know what you don't know, but foolishness is you know what you ought to do, or you see the issue, but you don't do it, or you don't do anything about it. So what I want to encourage you guys is identifying the problem. One comes through, if it's ignorance, again, invest in yourself. So we talked about, you know, finding a mentor, reading books, visiting your competitor and seeing how they do things, and just exposing yourself to different things. So that's one way that you can do that and help identify problems. You know, really, too, something that I've realized, sometimes we think, okay, a problem, you know, it's not a big problem, so we just ignore it. But it's not even thinking of just problems, but it's thinking of how we can improve things and make things better, how we can fasten a system, how we can make work a little more fun, how we can, you know, bring a better culture to your workplace. Those are different things, and they may not be quote-unquote problems, but maybe really they're just ways that we can increase and do better. So one way you can identify problems is to ask yourself a couple of these questions. One is, what are pain points? So sometimes you identify problems by realizing there are pain points in an organization or in something that you're doing. You know, I've had that situation come up a couple of times, you know, where you are feeling a pinch and you're feeling a pain of something, then you got to realize sometimes there's are solutions that can resolve or take care of that pain. So like, for example, I remember last year I tried this because we would have students who'd sign up to, you know, join a school. And I remember I would get all these lists of students that were interested in the particular school I was working with. And, you know, trying to call them all took a lot from my time and took a lot from the things that I was tasked to do. So what I thought of was an old program that I've used called Calendly. And basically what Calendly does, it allows your clients or people that you're working with to look at your calendar and select times on there. So when people showed interest, I immediately, instead of trying to call a couple times and us not being able to schedule something, what I ended up doing is just sending out my calendar and sending out my Calendly account, and they're able to kind of go on there and just automatically select something. I sent a calendar invite to my calendar and sent a calendar invite to them. It gave them all, and what Calendly did for me was showed all my availability. So again, a solution or something that I brought or issue that I was arising to was a pain point. There was a pain point of trying to schedule all these calls and whilst trying to get all the work that I'm doing done. So I alleviated that pain by using a Calendly account, right? So again, that's identifying the problem. Sometimes you just got to ask yourself, what are the pain points? Another thing that you can ask is, how can we do this better? Right. Sometimes that's how we can see or identify problems, is just by asking yourself, how can we get this done better? One thing I appreciate about Keras is they're going to be introducing new systems and new processes that are going to help alleviate a lot of pain points that we've had, or in other words, how we can get things done better. So sometimes you just got to ask yourself, it may be kind of the same question, but it really is a question from another angle that can help you identify the problem. So again, just to really describe it in this way too, and take you on this journey, let's say we're driving somewheres, and then we realize there is a gap between our destination from point A to point B. So first we identify the problem. All right, there's the gap. It's a gap, and that's a problem. So secondly, what we need to do is we need to analyze the problem. We need to analyze it. We need to look, is it truly a problem worth solving? Because maybe the gap from A to B, it's literally just a small little gap that we can easily just step over, and it's not that big of an issue. Something that I learned from Billy Epperhart when we would talk about, just assignments and things that were getting done is, he would always talk about, major in majors, don't major in minors. And basically what that means is your focus and attention needs to be on major things, not necessarily minor things. So again, we can try to solve problems for all these little things that may be just minor and they're really not actual issues. That's not helpful. So you can identify, is this a major issue or is this something that we can get by for now? Another thing, another way to answer that as you're analyzing it is, what is priority? Maybe your priority right now is to work on cutting your budgets back. So if that's a priority, it may not be time to invest in some of these bigger items because you're trying to cut back on your budgets, right? So it's analyzing the problem, realizing, one, is it a major? Two, is it a priority right now? Another way they analyze the problem is by gathering the facts. Gather the facts. I remember one time, me and some workers, when I was working in comm services, we would always say, like, man, our emails that we send out to our ministers are just way too much. It's a lot, it's a lot, and it's a lot of stuff to keep up with. But I remember as we went to go and survey the ministers and how they felt about that, they honestly didn't feel like it was a lot. Another thing that we come to realize is as we looked at some of the key things that they were doing, they weren't missing the updates. There's nothing actually missing. So what we came to identify was it wasn't actually an issue with the amount of emails that we were sending. The issue was just within ourselves not wanting to create these emails, right? So again, analyzing the problem, you can kind of discover, like, is this something worth fixing or is this something that I just need to fix in my heart? Gathering the facts. Another thing, keep the organization's vision in mind. Daniel Bennett in a staff meeting once told us this about, having Andrew's heart. God's heart is huge. It's massive. It's so, incredibly large. And what Andrew's focus is on is small compared to what God's heart is. Now, again, that's not a bad thing. That's why we have all these different ministries. That's why there's all these different outlets of ministry. because God's heart is vast. But for the organization that we're working with, there's a focus that we have, right? And so if I'm trying to develop something or build something or solve something that's maybe an issue that needs to be resolved, but it doesn't fall within my organization's heart or vision, then what I may need to do is, one, align my heart to the organization, or two, look for somewhere else that I can help contribute that is answering that organization's vision, or start something on your own and help be that solve that issue as something on your own, right? So again, one, we identify the problem, okay? We see it. Second, we analyze the problem. Is it something worth resolving? Another part of analyzing the problem is seeing it from A to Z. You know, we read in Genesis chapter 41, and there's a verse in there that talks about when once Joseph was given, you know, Pharaoh's ring, you know, the very first thing that he did when he had this his command and had this role to execute the vision that he saw from Pharaoh was he inspected the entire land. He looked at the entire land. So in other words, sometimes we just need to look at the whole picture of the issue that we see. Get all the facts. What are all the pain points? Who does it all involve? What are all the, you know, what's the cost of it? What's the time that it's taking for everyone? And keep all of those things in facts. Once you identify that it's an actual issue, then we're going to get into brainstorming, the brainstorming phase. So one, identify the problem. Two, analyze the problem. Thirdly, we're going to brainstorm. And I love these kind of meetings. It's what something that I've called with, you know, different team members that I've worked with is sucky starts. The reason I call it sucky starts is because, again, in the brainstorming phase, we should never turn down anyone's idea or shame anyone for throwing out ideas. Because all you're trying to do is just get as much information out on the table to see what can we do to solve this issue. You can brainstorm with the team, which I highly suggest. But again, if you're looking at something on your own, you can brainstorm with yourself as well. And I've done that where I've just grabbed a notebook and literally just wrote out all the ideas of how we can alleviate the issue. I think the best thing is to get, you know, peers involved and people that you work with involved because they can help and they can help bring a perspective that you may not have. You know, don't get siloed as you brainstorm. Sometimes you can silo yourself and it may be an issue for one department, but in reality, you know, you got to think of how it's going to affect everyone in the organization, not just your department. So brainstorm. Think of ideas. Think of ABC's ideas. You know, something that I've learned is to come up with two ideas and list two up, two down. What do I mean by that? So you come up with your ideas and list the two areas of why it's important and why it's going to alleviate the pain. So that's two ups. And list two downs. In other words, of here's the cost of it. You know, again, not everyone's idea is bulletproof, but here's what it's going to cost. Here's what some of the effects that it may have with the other pieces. So brainstorm. Okay. After you identify, after you analyze, and after you brainstorm, fourthly, decide what solution works best. Decide what solution works best. And so that decision process depends on the position that you're in. That can be by submitting the proposal from the brainstorm ideas that you've had and see what comes back. You know, they can help decide what solution works best. Before doing that, obviously, like I said, consult someone, consult different departments, consult some of your team members and see if it's, you know, what out of the two ideas that you have, which one works best and propose that idea. If it gets shot down, you know, then you can present that second idea as a counter offer or as something that can work forward. Next, you're going to take action. Take action. So again, it's not just about identifying the problem, analyzing it, and coming up with ideas, but it's deciding what will work best. You know, I've worked with different people and just mentoring and coaching. And one of the things I've had someone that I've connected with that's very, you know, very, very theoretical. So, you know, thinks a lot in theory. But something that is highlighted to me, it's found in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. It says, "In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty." Proverbs 14:23, "In all labor there is profit, but an idle chatter leads to poverty. So something that's highlighted to me here is just, you know, we can talk about things for a certain amount of time. We can come up with all the different plans of how to execute and what's going to work best. But the best thing that's going to separate us from the wheat from the chaff is this, is that you actually go out and do it. You apply it. You try it. And sometimes we don't apply it or try because we're afraid of failing. But that's the thing. Look, it says in all labor, there is profit. So no matter what you do, there's going to be profit in what you do. Because even if it's a bad idea and it gets approved or you say you're going to go forward with it and it fails, you know, as long as you do this last step, which is reflect on what you did, you can learn from those mistakes by failing forward. So let me just say those again. Identify the problem, analyze the problem, brainstorm, decide what solution works best, take action, do it, because in all labor there is profit. And then lastly, reflect. Why? Because even if it's something that's bad or off, you can learn from that attempt to apply that solution. So again, I want to share an example of how you can do this. We're, you know, on the road, and as we are on the road, we realize there's a big gap from A to B. We analyze the problem by saying there's no other routes that we can take. This is the only way, or it looks like the only way, because we have to reach point B at a certain time, and going other ways will, you know, definitely exceed that time. So we brainstorm, right? We come up with ideas. What can we do? We can build a bridge. We can build a rope that helps us. It's going to swing from point A to point B. We can invest in the helicopter that's going to fly us over from point A to point B. We can build a ramp, and that we can ramp our way from point A to point B. We can build a tightrope. You know, all these different things that you can come up with, right? But you're going to be able to analyze and assess by deciding what solution is going to work best by looking at your resources, looking at your time, looking at what you actually can accomplish and do. Remember, as you're brainstorming, think of the two up, two down. So if we build a bridge, the two up is, well, one, we have the resources. Two, maybe we have the people that can do it in a fast time. But some of the down pieces, maybe, you know, it's going to stop us from our journey. There's going to be a little pause. There's going to be some delay. The other downside can be that, again, there's a risk factor that's involved, you know, because we still got to get to the other side as we're building this bridge out. Right. So again, you can come up with those brainstorms, but you decide what solution takes best. Hey, building the bridge is the best what's going to work for now. So that's what we end up doing. Right. We take action. We build that bridge. And then we reflect. We look back and maybe we realize that building the bridge wasn't the best move. That honestly, we had enough resources to invest in the helicopter to fly us over. Right. In that case, we could have just flown from our original start to wherever we were going, right? But again, you can reflect and evaluate. Maybe building the bridge was perfect, and maybe you find out we're actually really good at building bridges, and maybe those are things that we can start doing to go forward. So again, that is just a simple process that you can take yourself through when problem solving, right? It's identify that issue. Analyze, is it actually an issue? Get all the facts, because if you realize it is an actual issue, then get all the facts. Get all the facts that you're going to need to know. How far is that gap from point A to point B? You know, what is the cost of delay of trying to go these other routes? Analyze the problem. Brainstorm. Come up with different ideas. And I say the best way to brainstorm is by getting other brains involved. All right. Decide what solution works best. Take action and reflect on what you've done. Again, really our goal here today is to just give you some practical steps to do that. All right. So my 3-minute challenge I'm gonna leave with you guys today is, what issues do you see around your organization? Whether at work, whether you're volunteering, think of all these different things and come up with a plan. Come up with a plan and present to your boss, or if you're the boss, then take action to it. You know, so problem solve, and try it out. I want to encourage you with this too. I've problem solved the things and they failed. You know, but the thing is, you don't actually fail unless you quit. You don't actually fail if you didn't learn from it. FAIL, I love this acronym, is the first attempt in learning. So go forward with it. Because as you do that, you're going to gain experience, you're going to gain knowledge, you're going to gain wisdom, and you're going to become an excellent problem solver. Man, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are always a blessing. Take that 3-minute challenge with you for the next 3 minutes and see what solutions you can come up with. Peace.